Okay, today's shiur is Daf Samach Zayin. We're going to begin about 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Beis. Vam Rabaya. We're in the middle of what we had learned yesterday, the various diseases and what we could do for cure. Amli Aim. My stepmother told me, Lisha Sabas Yoima, if somebody gets a fever every day, Lishko Zuza Chivra, he should take a new white shiny coin, the laser lamilchasa, he should go to the salt evaporator where they evaporate water into salt, the liskel miskele milcha, he should measure the amount of salt as much as the coin weighs, the litzaire b'chawla de beitzavar, he should put it in a thing around his neck, he should tie it to the collar of his shirt, b'nira baka with a hair. That's the first thing he should do. V'loi, if that doesn't work, leis of a precious drachim, he should sit by crossroads, v'ki chaza shumshana gamla the dori midi, when he sees a big ant schlepping, carrying something, lishkele, he should take that ant, he should put the ant into a copper tube, and then he should seal it with lead, he should put on 60 seals. The Mefarshim say it doesn't mean necessarily 60 seals, just seal it very tight, he should then shake it up, and then he should carry it, and he should say to the ant, Tune alai, my package, in other words, what I'm carrying, this disease, should go on to you, Vitunai, and your, whatever you're carrying, Allah, alai, should come to me. Amale, Rav Acha, Bere, Rav Hun, Rav Ashi, this shouldn't be working. This is a problem. Why? Vidima Inish Ashkeche, Vifsekbe. How do we know that there wasn't somebody else who had this disease, already met this ant, and already put his disease on that ant? So when this person is taking the disease on to himself, he isn't accomplishing anything. He's getting rid of his own disease, but he's getting someone else's disease. Elayma, what he should rather say, Tunoi v'tu'ana, my package and your package, Allah should be on you. Viloi, if that doesn't work, Lishkal kuzacharita, he should take a new pitcher, v'leza l'nahara, he should go to the river, v'lemle, and say there, nahara nara, river, osven kuzva de maya, take this pitcher of water, l'orchadit liklali, for the trip that I have to go on, v'leheder sheva zimna l'reshe, then he should put it 7 times around his head, v'lishden l'chure, and throw it backwards, and say, Nahara, Nahara, river, river, shkol mai the yahavasli, take back the water you gave me, the urchud da ikli biyoyma asay, what you gave me came in a day, ubiyoyma azon should go away. Om Rav Huna, Rav Huna continues, Lishasa telsa, if somebody gets a fever every 3 days, Lysa shiva slui, he should take 7 small grapes, or 7 small dates, Misheva Dikli, from 7 trees, Misheva Tzivi, and 7 splinters of wood, Misheva Kshuri, from 7 beams, Misheva Sichi, and 7 pegs, Misheva Gishuri, from 7 bridges, Misheva Ktimi, 7 things of ash, Misheva Tanuri, from 7 furnaces, Misheva Afri, and 7 things of sand, Misheva Sanri, from the bottom of 7 doors, from 7 door hinges, v'shiva kufri, and 7 things of tar, a pitch, v'shiva arvi, from 7 boats, v'shiva buni kamoini, and 7 grains, granules of cumin, v'shiva bini, and 7 hairs, medikna de kal basava, from the beard of an old dog, v'letzirinina b'chal de beitzava, and should tie it to his collar of his shirt, Benura Barka with a white hair. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Lishasat Simrisa, for a person who has a high fever, Lishkel sakina the kula parzla. He should take a knife that's completely made out of metal. Vilezel lahecha the ikav ardina. He should go to a place where there are thorn bushes. Vilig the bay nira barka. He should tie with a hair. Yoy makama on the first day. Lichrik bay purta. He should make a notch in the thorn bush. These are the psukim that describe how Moshe Rabbeinu met the Malach and Hashem by the burning bush. Lamacher, the next day, Lichik Vaporti should give another netch. Let me come see. Lamacher, on the third day, Lichik Vaporti make another netch. Vilayma Vyar Hashem Kisar Lirois. So if Acha asked Rav Ashi, Vilema, there's a very important pasuk that's very appropriate to say that he's missing. Vilema atikra v'aloim, don't come close. So shouldn't he say that pasuk, which would mean he's saying to the disease, don't come close? So he says, you're right. L'yomakam, the first day he should say v'yera malach Hashem and v'yoma Hashem. Lamacha, the second day, v'yera Hashem kisar lirois. Or Lamacha, on the third day, v'yoyim ha'tikra halor. V'chit pasuklei, when he finishes, lissasei, ulifsakei, he should cut off the thorn. V'lemacha sna, he should say to the thorn, lamish, the thorn bush, lamishum de gevias mekal iloni, Ishri HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shincha Alach. Not because you're taller than all other trees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Shechina on you. El Mishum the Meiches Mikol Alana Asher Kodesh Baruch Hu Shincha Alach. Yet, because you're the smallest. V'kihecha D'cham Nisei Ishisol Chanan Mishol V'Azarya. Just like the fire, when Chanan Mishol V'Azarya was thrown into the fire, so we know that they saw the fire. The fire saw them, Verikas Mekonvei, and then ran away. Similarly, came to Chamina Eshesol Meploni, the fire, the fever that is seeing this individual, Viterek Mekonvei, and run away. So the very fundamental question here, the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos says that Amos Rappin B'Divrei Torah, that a person is not allowed to use Divrei Torah to have a refuah. And we just learned the whole piece of Gemara here that involved saying psukim. So how could that work? So there are three answers. One answer that the Ran gives is we're dealing with a chal shesh besakana, person whose danger, his life is in danger, and we know for that we're allowed to do everything. So then you're allowed to even use divrei Torah for a fool. The Meiri answers that the halacha of Amos rapping b'divrei Torah is only said that you're only using divrei Torah. If you're only using divrei Torah, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. But if you have a whole procedure, and one of the parts of the procedure is mentioning divrei Torah, it's not a problem. The third answer is what the Mashal says. The Mashal says like this, Amos Rappin b'divrei Torah, you're not allowed to use divrei Torah for a refuah, avada nat. But if your point is to show that you recognize that every disease, physical disease, a person has really comes connected to spirituality, that you weren't acting the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us, that's why we get ill, and if we'll do the right thing, we'll get better, then you could use Divrei Torah, because you're not using Divrei Torah for refuah, you're using Divrei Torah as a springboard to do tshuva, which is fine. Continues the Gemara. L'simta. L'simta is for somebody who has boils. L'imahachi. He should say like this, Baz Yeh, Mas Yeh should be healed, Kas Yeh, it should run away from me, Shirloi Vamerloi, these are names, In Malachi, these are Malachim, Tishtalch Mi'ar of the Sodaim, which have been sent from Sodaim, Ul'asa Shechina Ki'ivin, to bring these painful boils, Bazach, Bazmach, Kamen Kamech, Enechbach, Asrebach. These are all languages that don't really mean anything. Just Rashi says like this, Enechbach, your eye, you should remain the way you are, you should not get any redder. Asreich Bach, you should not get it. I'm warning you, you shouldn't spread. Zarech, your children should be keklut, like something that's shuttered in. Ukaparda, like a mule. That a mule, we know, is leipara v'leirava. Can't have children. Similarly, these boils, he's saying, should not multiply. Kach, like tifra v'leitirba, similarly, you should not multiply the goof of the plenum of plenus in this person's body. Continues the Gemara. Lekipa. These are also a type of boils. Rashi says another pshat, it's somebody who was affected by shadim. Leimahochi. Charba shlufa. The sword is outstretched. Vikala natusha, and the slingshot is prepared. Loi shmei. All these different names should not be here. Lishida. Shida is the shade, is a different type of shade. Lema hocha. He should say like this. Havis, hochi havis. Here you are. The pocket. Lita tavar. You should be cursed. Lita's cursed. Tavar, you should be broken. Umishumish bartit bartima. Kishamgiz marigis vestimoi. These are all names of shadim. Lishida de besakise. For the shadim that dwell in the bathroom. Lema hoche. A karkafa, the ari, on the head of a lion. Vausi de guraisa, and on the place of lions. Ashkachtan lishida bashrika. That's where I found this shed. Panda b'mesh the karsa chaf the blue the chamer chatrusay. He should be killed with a club, with the bone of a donkey, whatever. Of the name malachim b'zagin. So we learned in the Mishnah that kings' children are allowed to go out wearing bells. Came along the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said, not only kings' children, the chol adam, really everybody. Al shadir racham b'hoiva. Chazal spoke about who normally wears bells. Who normally wears bells? Children of kings, princes, they have this fancy clothing. Man Tana. Who's the Tana that says that everybody's allowed to wear bells? I'm Rav Oshir Rav Shimon. It goes along with the Shita of Rav Shimon, who we're going to see later in this Masechta holds, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Heim. So the way Rashi explains is like this. Later in this Masechta, the Mishnah has a discussion. If on Shabbos you're allowed to smear yourself with rose oil, rose water, so the Mishnah says not everybody's allowed to use it because it's not usually used. And Rav Shimon says everybody's allowed to use it. You know why? Because Kol Bnei Yisrael Melachim Heim, we're all considered princes. So Rav Shimon, just like he holds that everybody's used that to anoint himself, will similarly agree that everybody can wear fancy clothing even if you're not a prince. So Rashi explains why. Because why would we not allow you to wear a bell? For one of two reasons. One reason is because, like we learned many, many times in this parak, Dilma Chalfa Masha, you may take it off and carry it. But as we learned many times also in this parak, that where we don't have a concern, like we learned by Isha Chshuva, by a distinguished woman, who we don't worry that she's going to take it off and show it off, we don't have to worry. Simply here, if we're all B'nai Malachim, if we're like princes, we don't have to. We're not going to show off our fancy clothing. The other reason why wouldn't I let you wear a bell is because people are going to make fun of you. You're walking around wearing bells, and you'll take it off. But again, if you're a Ben Melech, nobody's going to ridicule you for it, and that's why you're allowed to wear it. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. Rava says, what's it talking about? Ba'ara b'ksusai, it's talking where the bells are sewn tight to the clothing, and since the bells are sewn tight to the clothing, everybody will agree that you can walk out wearing them. As Tosfos, we learned in this parak that an eved, a servant, wasn't allowed to walk out with the emblem sewn onto his clothing. Here we're learning that if something is sewn on, it's fine. So what's going on? So Tosfos says two terutzim. One terutz is that the bells are sewn on better than the emblem. The emblem is not sewn on so tight, and therefore there's a concern it's going to fall off and you'll carry it. The bell is, since it's a gold bell, it's an expensive item, people aren't going to let that go to waste, so that's why they sew it on well. That's Tysus' first teretz. The other teretz Tysus says is that the Gemara here is talking about children, and when we're dealing with children, we don't have to worry that they're going to, if it falls off, they'll just leave it in the street. You know how it is with kids. It's very interesting that the Mefarshim point out, we spoke about it a few times, a Machloikas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. If this Gzeira of Dil Machalfa Masha, if that you're going to carry, she may carry it and show it off, does it only apply to women or to men also? We said that Rashi says that applies to men also, and the Rabbeinu Tam says it only applies to women. So don't we have a raya from this Gemara that applies to men? We're talking about princes, men, who wear these bells. And what is the concern we explained? That they're going to show it off. So don't we have a raya that even by men, there's a concern they're going to show off? And Rashi's right. So Mefarshim explained that Rabbeinu Tam is going to attack, I have to learn Pshat in the Gemara, that the entire concern is only that people are going to make fun. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there is no concern about carrying, because carrying is anyway not an issue because we're dealing with men. Says the Mishnah, we're continuing to discuss various things that people could wear on Shabbos. Yoytze mebeit is chargol. Somebody could walk out wearing the egg of a grasshopper, or b'shein shul, the tooth of a fox. The Gemara is going to explain right away why these things were worn and not worn. Or b'misma menasolov, the nail of the wood, of the plank on which somebody is hung, what that was for, Mishum Refuah. All of these things are mutter because of Refuah. Divrei Rameya. V'cham Eisrim, Cham said not. Why? Af B'chol, he says, it doesn't do with Shabbos. Mishum Dakei Hamayri, because these aren't Refuahs that we're allowed to do. They're Dakei Hamayri, and the Torah says, Rashi says, B'chikuseyem Loisaleichu. We're not allowed to follow the ways of the Goyim that they do all these superstition. Loisanachshav, Loisanoinu, a Jew's not allowed to follow superstition. So, before we begin the Gemara, it's really relevant to understand what is the halachic viewpoint to what you're allowed to do for a fool, what you're not allowed to do for a fool, what is a darkei hamayri, what is not darkei hamayri. So firstly, there are three shitas in the Rishonim. One shita is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says the only thing you're allowed to do for a fool is something that's been scientifically proven to work. Anything else you're not allowed to do. The Meiri takes the opposite approach. He says you're allowed to do everything for refuah. I darkei hamayri, he says that's not by refuah. And who says it's going to work? He's just allowed to do anything. So the Meiri says two things. Number one, he says, this is the Meiri speaking thousands of years ago, he says a very big part of a person's health depends on his psychological health. If somebody is sick, but he takes the medicine, and he thinks it's going to work, then it'll work. Right. Do you see that many times people take placebos and they work, and then they take real medicine and they die? Because it's really a lot in the mind. So if this person thinks that this works, even though it has absolutely no basis, it'll work. And that's why you're allowed to do it. Another thing he says is just the opposite. He says, why are you allowed to take it? He says, everybody knows what you're doing is foolish anyway. So big deal, so do it. That's the Meiri. The Rashba sort of takes a middle of ground. He says, you don't have to go as far as the Rambam, and the Rambam saying that you have to have scientific evidence that something works, but it has to be proven that it's effective. You can't just do something that has no basis. You have to see that it worked. And the most important thing that the Rashba says is what you think. If a person realizes that the refuah comes from Hashem, then he's allowed to do it. And if he thinks that all these supernatural, superstitious things work, then you're not allowed to do it. The question is, according to the Rashba, and certainly according to the Meiri, we just quoted, there's a lav in the Torah, b'chukaseyim leisaleichu. There's a lav in the Torah, leisanachshav, leisanoinu, that you're not allowed to do these things. So what are they going to do with those, if we just said you're allowed to do these things, so what are they going to do with those psukim? So Rashi really says it short in the Gemara, but the Rosh explains it, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rosh, that it matters if you're doing something or you're saying something. If you're doing something, it's mutter. If you're saying something, a lachash, you say some spooky words that the goyim do, that's what the Torah means with the b'chukaseim leisaleichu. So we learned in the Mishnah, yoytzin bebeit zechargo. You're allowed to go out. Oh, no, I want to say one more thing. Interesting thing. We have time. The Rambam, there's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Masechta Yuma. The Mishnah says, Misha nachshoy kelv shaita. Somebody was bitten by a wild dog. Machilan isa mechatzer kavet shaloi. What is the refuah? So Mishnah says, give him to eat from the liver of that dog. And there's a machlaikas in the Mishnah if you're allowed to or not, on Yom Kippur. And the Rambam paskins that you're not allowed to. And our Mishnah, and why does the Rambam pask in that way? Because you're not allowed to do these types of things. Eating a liver of a dog, how does that heal you from a wild dog's bite? Our Mishnah, interesting, the Rambam says you are allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing these things. So it's a steer in the Rambam.
The Rambam's problem was
what is the Rambam's problem? Let's understand. There the Rambam says you're not allowed to do it, and here the Rambam says you're allowed to do it, even though here there's a shail of Shabbos. So Radvaz explains like this. There we're dealing with being over two deraisas. We're transgressing two issa deraisas. Number one, eating on Yom Kippur. Number two, eating from a non-kosher animal. So the Rambam says, for these types of refuahs, you're not allowed to do that. In our situation, there's no deraisa. You're wearing it like a piece of jewelry. And if you think that it works, then it's not even a derabbanan, because it comes to you like a piece of jewelry. That's why in our Mishnah the Rambam says you're allowed to go out wearing it, and there the Rambam says you're not allowed to eat it. So now we begin the Gemara. Yotzen Bergus Chargel. They went out wearing the egg of a grasshopper. Why did they wear it? The Abdil Shikhla. It works against an earache. Or the Shane Shalshul with the tooth of a fox. What does it work for? The Abdil Shinsa. It works for a person who has sleep problems. The Chaya. You should take the tooth of a live wolf, leman denayim, for somebody who sleeps too much, and the misa, and you take the tooth of a dead fox, leman denayim, to somebody who is an insomniac. Or the mesamim and atzolim, you could take this nail from the wood somebody was hung on. What does it work for? The avdil azirfa. It works for somebody who has a problem that he got a wound and it swelled up. Mishum refu de Rameis. Rameis said all these things are refu. Abai v'rav adam ritavaya. The kol davar sheyesh b'mishum refu, that anything's refu, ein mishum darkei hamayri. There is no problem of darkei hamayri, as we just explained. Ha'ein b'mishum refu. But if you're doing something which is not for refu, you're just following one of their superstitions, yesh boy b'tav darkei hamayri, and should be osur. Ask the Gemara v'tanya, there's a braisa. The braisa says, ilon shemesh p'raisov. Oh, there's a tree which, as we understand in the Gemara, is a very strong tree, and that's why the fruit falls off very quickly. So the Brice says, what should you do? Soikra b'sikra, you should paint it with a red dye, v'tayana b'avonim, and hang stones on it. Says the Gemara, bishlam v'tayana b'avonim, I understand what the purpose of hanging stones on it is. Kehecha d'lechesh cheli, it's overly energetic, so I want to weaken it, so I put on a heavy burden. Ela, soikra b'sikra, painting it red, my rufu covered, isn't it a dake ha'amayri, which should be asur? Says no. The point of painting it red is keich delechse. People should see that the tree is painted red. They'll realize that this tree has a problem. And you'll daven for it that the Eibishter Hashem should make it healthy. Kritanya, like the Brisa says regarding a mitzora. A mitzora is affected with tzaras. And the Pasuk says, V'tamei tamei yikra. He should be declared, and the Pasuk uses the word tamei twice. Why? Tzorach leidiyat tzara l'rabim. He has to make people know that he has a problem. V'rabim yivakshul avrachman. So wait a minute, first explain the Gemara is like this. A mitzorah mechutz l'machna meshavai is not allowed to be together with everybody else. He has to be outside of the machna. So he can't come to shul to daven with us. So he has this problem and he can't come to shul to daven. But if everybody knows there's a mitzvah, so they'll daven for him. Same thing, a tree. A tree can't daven for itself. So we paint the tree red and we'll daven for the tree. Amar Avina, command Talina Kufsa Bedikla, according to whom do we tie dates to the tree when you see it's overly energetic? Kai Tana, like this Tana. Continues the Gemara. Tana Tana Beperek Amaroi Kamed Rebchia. So the way Mepharshim explained this line is like this. They had a Tosefta. It's actually a Tosefta Masechta Shabbos that mentions many things. This way Rashi learns that many things are Daker Hamayri. And the Tana was repeating some of the things that are in that Braisa. The R Rishonim, the Ra'ah, and the Gra agrees with the Ra'ah that says what the Gemara is going to mention now is not Daker Hamayri. Because anything that's Daker Hamayri is already in that Tosefta. But we're going to learn that, like Rashi, that these things are Daker Amayra, Labar Mahani, besides the following things. Mishesh La'etzim Begroinai, somebody has a bone stuck in his throat, maybe Maisamin, he should bring from the type of food that you have a bone stuck in the throat, or Menech La'akat Kadai, put it on the head of the person who has the bone stuck, V'lema Chad Chad, go down, Nachas Nachas, Bala Bala, get swollen. This is not considered Darkei Mari. And interestingly enough, the Maril says that even though all the things we learned over the last 2 days we shouldn't do, we spoke about this yesterday, he says the two things that you're allowed to do is this, that if somebody has a bone stuck in his throat he could do this, and the other thing is Idra, if somebody has a fish bone stuck, Lemahacha, I should say like this, Nenatz the Kamachet, you're stuck like a needle. Nenalsa Katris, you shut it in like a shutter. Shayishay, go down. This also the Maril says we're allowed to do nowadays. Well, I don't know anybody that did it. Ha Omer, says the Gemara, God Gdi, my mazel should work, my fortune should work well. The sonic loy ashkechi, it shouldn't go away. Ubushkechi yesh boy. Day and night I should have good luck. And day and night I should have good luck. Yesh by Mishim Darkei Mari. That's considered Darkei Mari. Why? Because this is a lachash, this is a incantation that the Goyim said. Rabbi Yehuda said it's worse. God ain't a Lashon Avodah Zarah. God is an Avodah Zarah. Shenemar Ha'ochim L'God Shulchan. They prepare a table for the Avodah Zarah called God. So it's an Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Hu b'shma v'hi b'shmai, if a night a husband and wife have this deal that he calls her by his name and she calls him by her name, yesh b'mshav d'akya mairi. Don dini, if somebody says that my barrels of wine or whatever should have good fortune, yesh b'mshav d'akya mairi. That also is considered, saying that is considered d'akya mairi. Yehudah, worse, ain't don el loshan avad zara. Don is an avodah zarah. Shnemar, as the pasuk says in Amos, Hanishboim ba'ashma shomrin, that they swear by the guilt of shomrim. For Omru, when they said Chai Elohecho Don, they swear by the name of Don, which was their avodah zarah. Ha'omer, somebody says La'orif to a raven, Tzrach, croak, Ule Arvasa, Arvasa is a female raven. Shriki, also croak. V'chachzri li zanvech l'tayva, and turn around your tail to me as a good sign. Yesh b'mishum darkei hamayri. That's considered darkei hamayri. Ha'oima, shachtu tanu gilzeh, shikar arvis, kill this chicken, kill the rooster that makes a sound like a hen, the tanagoilus, and kill a hen, shikara gavris, that makes a sound like a rooster, yesh boy mishum darkei hamayri. It's very interesting. The Beis Yosef quotes Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in his Tzavah, that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in Tzavah says that you should shecht and you should kill an animal that you should kill a chicken that makes the wrong sound. I mean, if you have a hen that sounds like a rooster, or a rooster that sounds like a hen, you should kill it. So all the Mepharshim ask, the Gemara just said it's Darkei Hamayri, so how could Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid say in the Tzavah to do it? So the Ramah says that the only time it's usher to do it is if your intention is to be following the Darkei Hamori. But if that's not your intention, then it's fine. I saw a very nice pshat. Rav Yehuda Chassid, I guess especially in the times that they lived, in ancient times, superstition was very strong. So he knew that it's hard to tell people not to do this. Even though the Gemara says you're not allowed to do it, it's hard to tell people not to do it. So what did he do? He went and he put it into tzavah. Now if somebody does it, why am I doing it? I'm not doing it because the guy do it. I did it because of Yehuda Chassid tell me. Then it's okay. I'm doing it because of Yehuda Chassid said it. If you do it because of Yehuda Chassid said, it's fine. Continues the Gemara. Eshte v'aiser. If somebody says, I'll drink and I'll leave over. Eshte v'aiser. I'll drink and leave over. Yesh b'mishum darkei aimer. Hamavakas beitzim b'kaisel. If somebody cracks eggshells on the wall in front of the little birds, in front of fledglings, in order that they should grow, yesh b'mishum darkei amayri. A theme? Whatever they did, what the Amayrim did, there's no rule. V'amegis b'fnei afroichim, somebody who stirs the pot in front of the little birds that in order they should grow, yesh by mishum darkei mayra, that also is considered darkei mayra. Hamrakedis, somebody who dances, or v'amoynishim v'echer afroichim, who counts out 71 little birds, v'shvil shalai yimusu, that's why he thinks he'll prevent them from dying, yesh by mishum darkei mayra. Hamrakedis l'kutach, kutach we have many times in Shas, was a dip that was made out of whey and moldy bread. And they used to dance in front of it in order that that's what they felt it will come out good. V'mashtekes ladoshim. If somebody is cooking lentils and they're quiet, the makpid, they're careful that it should be quiet in the room. Or v'matzaveches legrisim. If they're cooking beans, they make a lot of noise. They scream. Yesh b'mishum darkei amayra. Hamashtenes b'fnei kedirasa. A woman who urinates in front of the pot, that's how she feels the food will get cooked quickly. Yesh b'mishum darkei amayra. Avol, what is permitted? Nois n'kisim shatus. You're allowed to take a piece of wood from a mulberry bush. V'shivrei z'chuchis, or pieces of broken glass. B'gedeira b'shvil tizdash l'heira. These things physically make that the food in the pot should cook quicker. That's okay. That's not a darkei amayra. If you have some way of getting your food to cook quicker, great. The chum, I assume the chum say, you're not allowed to do the shivrei zechuchis, not because of darkei amayra, but nei sakana. You have broken glass in your food, it could be quite dangerous. Continues the Gemara. Tana rabbanan. Noisten bul shemelech, you're allowed to put a fistful of salt, l'toy chaner, into the candle, b'shvil shetor v'tavlik, in order that it should light brighter. For noisten tit for charsis, you're allowed to put lime or pieces of earthenware, tachas aner, under the candle, b'shir shatamtim v'tavlik. This is what makes it burn slower. So if you want to have the candle last longer, that's what they did. Amar Rav Zutra, hayman demichsi sharga, demishcha. If somebody covers up an oil lamp, and by covering up the oil lamp, you cut off the oxygen, so it'll go out, or it'll go quicker, or magli nafta, opens up the naft lamp, kavim shum batashkes. There's an isser, shav to the raisa, the rabbonin, that the Torah says, loisashkes as eitzah, that you're not allowed to destroy your tree. You're not allowed to waste something. Here, you have a good candle, it could last for a few hours, by you doing something to go out quicker, that's batashkes. So of course the pais can say, that if you have a specific need that the candle should go out quicker, let's say you need the candelabra and you can't get out the candle any other way, then it's mutter. But tashkis is only usr when it's not for any specific good purpose. But if you have a purpose, but tashkis is mutter. Says the Gemara. Chamra v'chayim v'vum rabbonim. As somebody says, when he drinks wine, l'chayim, this is the makar for saying l'chaim. Ma'aser Rav Akiva, Says the Gemara, Kiva made Mishtal Bnoi, he made a wedding for his son, before they drank every cup of wine, Shahavi, that they brought Amr Chamra V'chayil for Rabbanon, wine and life to the Rabbanon, Chay V'chamra L'fum Rabbanon L'fum Talmideim for the Rabbanon and the Talmidim. So the obvious question here is, two obvious questions. First he says Chamra V'chayil, and then he says Chay V'chamra. And then, the first time he says L'fum Rabbanon, the second time he says L'fum Rabbanon L'fum Talmideim. And thirdly, why does he say the same thing twice? So I'll say three pshatim. One pshat is like this. The halacha normally is that when somebody has to make a bracha, brich sanenen, and he also wants to say a bracha to another person, what should you do first? First you should say the brich sanenen. However, if the person you're speaking to that you want to give a bracha to is a talmid chacham, then you're allowed to bless the person even if you say the bari priya gofen. So that's what the Gemara says. Chamra v'chaya l'fum rabbanim. If we just have rabbanim, we don't have a big crowd of talmid chachamim. So first we make the bracha on the wine v'chaya, and then we make the bracha, we bless the person. If we have a lot of talmid chachamim and we want to show how much in esteem we hold talmid chachamim, chaya, first we bench. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that we should be mechabed the Torah, we should honor the Torah. So first we say chaya to the talmid chachamim, and then chamra we make the bracha on the Bari Priya Gofen. The Knesset HaGdol says this. Another pshat I saw is like this. We're talking about the Shabbos meals. In the Shabbos meals, in two of the Shabbos meals, they you eat, you have the wine. Chaya means mezoinus. Chaya always means food, sustenance. In two of the Shabbos meals, we have the wine before the food, Friday night and Shabbos in the morning. But Shal Shudas, if you drink wine, you drink wine in the middle of the meal. We don't make Kiddush for Shal Shudas. But by Shal Shudas, a lot of people sit together. So it's like this. Chamra v'chaye l'fum rabbanon. When the rabbanon is sitting at home, first chamra, you make the bari priya gofen, and then chaye, you eat the meal. Chaye, by Shal Shudas, first you have the chaye, you first make the hamoitzi, then v'chamra, only in the middle of the meal, you make the bari priya gofen, l'fum rabbanon l'fum tamidem, because that's when you have everybody sitting together in shul for Shal Shudas. The third pshat is from the Netziv. The third pshat is from the Netziv. The Netziv says like this, the Gemara mentions two places where we drink wine. One place is by Suda Savra, that after somebody comes back from Levaya, one of the things that they give the Avelim to do is to drink wine. And the other thing the Gemara says is by drinking wine, you become wiser. And Rabbi Kiva was referring to both of these things. Chamra v'chaye, you drink wine l'fum rabbanon. That's when we're still alive, so we drink the wine. For the rabbanim, that they should become the talmid chachamim, they should become bigger talmid chachamim. Chaye v'chamra, the people that are left over alive, chamra drink the wine, that's l'fum rabbanim from talmidim. That's not only relevant to talmid chachamim, that's relevant to everybody, because it doesn't make a difference if the oval is a talmid chacham or not, they all have to drink the suda savra. But we should drink wine, so we should be able to learn the Torah better. Hanulah p'ma'isha, hanulah p'ma'isha, hanulah p'ma'isha.